Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra, Daf Samach, the very last Daf in Cheskes Abatim. Here we go. Zokt the Heilige Mishnah. We're on Samach Amar Aleph, about 8 lines down, the first wide line. Lo yiftach adam l'chatzar shutfin, Pesach keneged Pesach, v'chalon keneged chalon. This is continuing on. We were discussing the idea of when making windows or doors that are going into a chatzar that's of shutfin. Of partners. So we say you can't open it up into it, says Rashbam, even where you have a chazaka. You can't open a door opposite a door or window opposite a window, says Rashbam, Ella Mashu Yarchik Ze Shalokeneged Ze Vitamishum Tsnias. You should distance it a little bit so that you don't have it opposite because of Tsnias. Kulamasisim of Farsha Gemara. This is going to be explained in the Gemara. Haya Katan. Now, even if, let's say, this is small. Sorry, if you're dealing with something which is small, that the doorway or the window, lo yaseh, lo yasenu gadol, you can't make it bigger. Echad, lo yaseh, lo yasenu shtayim, if it's one door, you can't make it into two doors. Aval paseichu the rishus harabim, but you can open into the rishus harabim, pesach keneged pesach, v'chalon keneged chalon. Hayakatan, oso gadov, echad, oso shnayim. So all these things you can't do, you can do if it's going to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You could have a Pesach, a doorway opposite a doorway, a window opposite a window, and if it was small, then you can make it bigger, and if it's one, you can make it into two. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Frek the Gemara. Minani mili. Where do we know this from? They can't do window to window, door to door. Amr b'yochanan damar kra, as the Pasuk says, we famously know from Parshas Balak, v'yisa bilam aseinu v'yaris yisrael shochein l'shvatav. Bilam, when he was going to go curse Jewish people, he saw the way that they were situated and they were set up. And therefore, it says, Rashbam, ra heich shochnim, l'fikach amr matovo alech yakum mishkan sachay yisrael, she'en pischei oleim mechuvanim. They didn't have the doors to their tents, mechuvan one to the next. So machni yisrael, the Jewish people where they lived, the camp of the camp of Israel was like a chatzar shutfin dami. The lohar rishus harabim el machan avia. There was no rishus harabim except for machan avia. I can remember sechel Shabbos. So now back into the Gemara, Yisrael b'lam zayin v'yaris yisrael shochin shvat. Tomorrow, what did he see? Ra'al he saw she'in pitchei olim chuvanim zelzeh. The doors weren't opposite one another. Amar ruuyin halalu she'tishar olim shchina. Ah, these people are fitting to have the shchina dwell amongst them. Says Rashbam midichsev hasam. Matovo alecha kudayik. Right, that's what he was taken by. So that's where we learned it from. Says the Gemara. Next part of the Mishnah says, "How you cut the loyos and got the small, you can't make it big." Savarav mi barcham alamimar. He wanted to come and say that bar arba'a lo lishavye bar tmanya. You can't take a doorway that's 4 amos wide and make it into one that's 8 amos wide. The kashakil tmanya b'chatzir, because then he's going to end up having 8 amos in front of his chatzer, like we saw way back in Daf Yud Aleph, I think it was, right? That you have to have 4 amos opposite your doorway, right? So then, if they ever split up their little partnership, he's going to end up with more. It says Rashbam that demai de ketani ayukatan lo yisenu gadol haynu diyava pesach bara b'dal amos. It was 4 amos rachav lo yachivener la 8 amos l'ches amos to kamafsid labale. Chatzir to kashakal hashda tmani amos b'chatzir can I call Pesach? You're gonna b'orech arba amos. It's gonna end up being you end up more rochak mina Pesach. I mean, in perak rishon we saw daf yer aleph the high rochav shmona notol shmona amos b'orech chatzir can I get rochav call Pesach? It's the opposite the whole entrance. So ilam eikar lo have a shakel el arba amos. Right, if you only had 4, aval let's niusa lo have a chayish shomer barchama. Right, he's not worried about snias because just like you're careful with a 4 amos one, you'll be careful with an 8 amos one also. Okay, that's making 4 into 8. Aval bar tarte l'shvayil bar arba sharper dummy. To make one that was 2 into 4, that's not a problem. Why? Because says Rashbam, the shakal nami dalat amos. The bar tarte also gets dalat amos b'chatzer kvar. He already gets that. Like we said, every Pesach is Dalat Amos, even if it's less than Dalat Amos. That's what it gets. So surely by Arba, the low master the chavim midi isn't losing anything out to Mikar. Now we have a shaka Dalat Amos b'chatzir because he had 4 Amos originally. Amarle Rava argues, Matzi Amarle, no, it can't be because the neighbor can say to him when he wants to make it bigger, because if you have the small area, I can hide my that which I'm doing from you. In other words, I don't have a hezagriya. But if you have a bigger doorway, then I'm able to hide that which I'm doing over here. You're taking away my sneeze, so even there is not okay. Echad, that's the machlokas. Okay, now, next part of Mishnah. Echad lo yasenu shtayim. Let's say there's one doorway, you can't make it into two. Savar Racham the Memer, he wanted to say, if it's 4 amas wide, you can't make it into 2 amas by, you know, 2 amas, like the 2 separate doorways of 2 amas each. Says Rashbam, Dahashta Nami lo shakila tamani bechatzer kidme ikara. I just jumped the gun a little bit. That's seeing the next part. So, Abarabai, if it's a 4 amma wide doorway, you can't make it into two amma doorways. The Kashakal Tmane Bechatzer. Because now he's going to end up taking 8 amos that are in the Chatzer over there. Because remember, every Pesach gets down amos. So now it's going to end up being 8 amos. Oh, so maybe I didn't jump the gun here. And that's where Shpam Sims. The Hashanami, the Shakal Tmane Bechatzer, the Karlu said. But it's a Nina Nami Lucheshinan, the Mali Ches Amos Pesach Echad Mali Ches Amos. You're not changing anything in terms of tznius. So bar boy lo shvel shvel bene tati the kashakot tamani bechatzer. Aval bar tamne lo shvel bene arboy shaper dummy. But if you have 8 amma wide doorway and make it into 4 amos each, then that's nothing's changing over there. You're not gaining anything by doing that in terms of getting more from SLA over afterwards. So you could do that. Amali Rav said, when you have one doorway, I was able to conceal and hide myself from you. But when you have two, then I'm not able to do such a thing, right? Because when you go and you split it, if there's only one door, then when the door is closed, then he has more privacy. But when there's two doors, then you can have even one open when the other one is closed. That's what the Rashbam says. Because you know, not opposite. One is locked, the other one could be opened, and there, one's closed, and when I'm open, I'm not going to have that privacy. So the next part of the Mishnah, Aval Poseach Huli Rishus Rabin Pesach Keneged Pesach, but he can open into the Rishus Rabin door opposite the door. Da Amar Le, because over there the person who's opening it can say to the neighbor, Sof Habayi says Sinuni Mevini Rishus Rabin. You have to be Sinua anyway because the people of the Rishus Rabin that are walking by all the time. It says Rashbam Shiroim BeBeisecha Derech Pesach Habayis V'Ruch VeSusim. People wearing the hordes of Gamalim Roim BeSoch Chalon Osav. They're going to see inside of his windows. Where is the Bach? Chalonosacha. Right, people are passing by anyway. Yeah, so it's, imagine my door is facing Rosh Hashanah, and on the other side of Rosh Hashanah is another door. I'm allowed to put my door over there because you have to be careful anyway from the people that are walking by, and even the higher windows, people are on their camels, they're on their horses, so you have to guard yourself from that also. So therefore, I'm allowed to go and do that. Zuck the next Heiliga Mishnah. Enos and Chalal Tachas Rosh Hashanah. You can't make a Chalal, like an opening, an emptiness, a vacuum. Like a cave underneath the Rosh Hashanah. Says Rashbam, Ve'afagav de mekabel aleh kol hezekah. Even though you take upon yourself any sort of hezek, the asi that will come, Machva said, because of it, she'ein ritzonim shall bnei adam lizok v'leirid ladin aliskimamono. Because shkayach, you make this tunnel underneath the ground. I'm walking on the ground. The ground gives way. God forbid, a person, let's say the person walking by falls in there, and now they have to get damaged. So you say, no, it's okay. I'll pay for the damage. Nobody wants to get damaged. They don't have to get the money afterwards. Mefarish va'azil mahu osu chalal borosichin maros. It's going to explain this. So now, Enos and Chalat Tachas Rosh Hashanah, Borosichin Maros, like we said, pits, ditches, or vaults. You can't do it. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, he says, oh, don't worry about it. You good. You can do such a thing. Kedeshet Tehei, Agolam Alechas Tu'una Avonim. As long as it's strong enough, you have a cover over there that's strong enough to be able to carry a wagon that has on it rocks that are passing over it. Says the Rashbam, the Rilazer Matar Elishi Chasuch, he so Chazak have to put a very strong cover there. Kadesh the Agolam Alechas, he can walk over it. The Rilazer also Basar Hashta, he goes according to what's right now. Lochosh Shema Hayom, Lamachar, Yichle Hakiso, Vipol Achemin of Avakama, his son, this is a way throwback to have Nun Bez of Avakama. He's not worried about what's going to happen in the future, that it's going to deteriorate and it's going to lose it, and et cetera. Like right now, we're good, then we're good, you can do it. Emotzin, Zizin, Uzguzustros, or Shusarabim, you can't have your ledges and balconies that are going into Rosh Hashanah. You can't have them extended to it. Rashbam says these are the Koros Katanas, these small beams Right, we spoke last because this just covers gedolos are bigger beams. Haboltos min abayis that stick out lechutz v'ika lemichash are worried pen yichshulu behem b'nei rishus harabim v'hilkach einot sien the ha kol b'nei rishus harabim listenu gabei de limchelu. People are walking by rishus harabim, they're going to smash their heads, they're going to get damaged, hurt, etc. So you're not allowed to have these things popping out. Ela im rotze, but if you, the guy wants to do this, then kone sasoch shelo motzi, he can pull back the wall of his house into his property and then have it go and sticking out a little bit more, right? In other words, it's because it's over your own property. You'd say, like, what's the thought? Answers, because people walking by might come into this just a little bit. We're not worried about that. Says Rishbam, that what could he do? Is that Kone Satoch Karka Shalo is Koslo, his wall. And then he's fine. So let's say he bought a chatzer that they already had these things there, these protrusions. They're going to Rishus Rabim. Harei Zubiches Kasa. They have a chazaka, and therefore this is not a problem for him. Says Rishbam, Dita Inan, Dita I, Dita Aninan, the Lokeach Va'omrim, Imar Kone Satoch Shelo, Haya Aval Hamocha. So the original owner, he has to make sure that it really is his property, he pulled back a little bit, it's still his property, or the chazaka that it was there for 3 years. But the one who's buying it, he doesn't have to do that. He could just say, L'kach l'chatia, v'ein tzach liton, he'ach hotzi amocher, as a zizan, l'toch rishus rabim. He doesn't have to answer up for the original seller, how he's able to do it. The tonin l'yorish, the tonin l'lokeach. If we sound of chav gimel, we're going to fight for him, he doesn't have to do it. Says the Gemara, V'rabanan. This is how we started off, saying you're not allowed to make these pits underneath, these caves, these tunnels underneath, even if you have a strong thing. Says Rishbam, the Rabbanan, the Asri, Svar, Savra, Loach, Zlina, Basar, Hashem, we don't go only according to Nav. V'chashina, Mishum, Dezimnan, the Matliya, Mitocho, V'yiftach, V'lava, Daiti, the Over, Rishas, Rabbanan, B'yavripol. You have these strong covers, let's say it's made out of very strong wood or something, and it gets all wormy, and then eventually it goes, it deteriorates, and it rots, and people aren't noticing that it's the case. They're going to get damaged. Rabbanon, at least it's Rishbam says it, and let's see in the Gemara, Zimnin demafchis v'lavadayte. It's going to end up becoming, you know, all destroyed, and it's going to rot and fall apart, and not going to notice it, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. So we care about the future. Machalokas, like we said earlier, and we saw above a common base. Okay, now, so you can have it going to the Bishas Rabbim, story time. Rabbi Amma Havali Zida, to have enough of Glamuva. Now, Rabbi Ami, he had himself the Ziza, this beam, the smaller beam that was sticking out into a mavoi. So the mavoi we know is the thing going in between. It says Rishbam mapik mava motzil mava v'mavoi mokom haluch kol b'nei chatzerusu. It's the connection of all the different chatzerus. A bunch of chatzerus opened up in this thing called the mavoi, this alleyway, and it went into it. V'ahu gav v'nami havalei zuza to have a mapik l'shus harabim. So Rav Ami had it, and there's another person who had also that went from this house, but it went into the Rishus Harabim. So one had going into the Rishus, into the Mavo, and one had going into the Rishus Harabim. And also the Kamed Rav Ami, he came from Rav Ami to say, like, what's going to be the dinner? He saw that Rav Ami has himself something, since this beam sticking out into Rishus outside of his own, or primary, or only his own, and he wanted to know what's the din about his that's going out into the Rishus Rabbim. Amalei Zilka, it's his Zilkot, so you gotta go cut it down. You can't have it sticking out to Rishus Rabbim. So, El Amalei, Vaha, my Nami, he says, what do you mean? But you also have it, so what about you? The Dil Mavom, he says, no, mine's going out into the Mavoi. My name of Om, Machlin Gaboy. When it comes to the people in the Mavoi, they are, they're mochel, they let it. The didach l'rishus harabim, but yours is going to rishus harabim. Ma mochel gaba. Who's going to be mochel it for you? You'd have to get the entire world to be mochel it. I mean, nobody even knows. No, it's therefore not. Story time. Rabbiani havele yilan hanotel rishus harabim. Rabbiani had a tree that went into the rishus harabim. Hava hu gavra to have leinami yilan hanotel rishus harabim. He also had one going like that. Also b'nei rishus harabim hava kamakvi levoy. And the people of the rishus harabim were coming, and they were saying, like, you can't have this going out into the Rishus Harabim over here. It says Rishbam, she nofav mazikin legam of rochav. Its branches are being mazik to the camels and to the riders on it. Also, l'chamid Rav Yani came in front of Rav Yani. Also, at that number, Rav Yani said to him, beep, turn the page, samachon base, zilla idna v'salamachar. Go now, and then come back tomorrow. Says Rishbam, That is Shahir Rotsa Lakashit Atzmot Chilakadilakaman. He wanted to fix himself up first, like we're going to see in just a moment. So basically, he was like, so he went to cut his own branches before telling him to do it. But Lelio Shota Kaitzi Lahudidei. So what happened the nighttime? Rivyana got someone to go cut down his tree. Lamacha said, "Come next to the guy came in front of him. Amalei Zilka, let's go cut it down. Amalei Haimar Nami is like, but you mean you also have your tree that's going to Rishus Rav? How can you tell me to do that?" I'll tell you what, go take a look and see if my tree's cut down, cut down yours. But if nine is not cut down, you don't have to. Says the Rishbam, that is im shali kotz it's kvar. If it's already cut down, then go cut yours, but if not, you can go and keep it. Classic idea of kshot tazbach vachash kshot tzachir, which other gemara said, hedging to chas, we can see, yeah, we will be zer Hashem, that you got to fix yourself first, then you can fix other people. Meikara ma'isav. Our question is Reb Yanai, but why is it that he had his tree over there in the first place? What did he hold that he could have had it? It was so by seven. Why afterwards did he hold differently that he goes ahead and he cuts it down? What's going on? What are you going to do with that? Meikara sav originally thought, it was good for these people, because they had a place to go and sit down underneath the shade of the tree. Kevin the chazan with the kamakfi, but once he saw that, no, it's bothering people, says Rashbam, Haven should be shavil kavodo shoskin ala shalot. He realized that the reason why no one ever said anything to him is because of his kavod, and they didn't want to be, you know, be putting in his kavod. Once he saw that it's bothering people, Shadar Kaitzi says, like, okay, that's it, I'm going to go. And Katsi, and he cut it down. V'lei malei, but can't Rivyana just say, zil kotz didach, v'hadar kotz didach, just you go cut yours down, and I'll cut mine down. Mishon Rish Lakish, because like Rish Lakish says, and this is where we saw, like I said, in Sanhedrin, see, Sanhedrin Chas, it says, but Metzia Kov Zanabis, d'amar hiskoshishu v'koshu, the Pasuk says, clean yourself, and then others will clean them. First fix yourself up, and then other people will go ahead and fix themselves up. Says Rishbam, Hasar kash mi bini necha, remove the straw from your eyes. Tchila kamala koshish kash, klamik shot asmacha. So first adorn yourself, and mean to clean yourself up, and then you can adorn other people. He can go in if he wants, he can bring it into his own thing and then allow it to go into his own property. Let's say he pulls back the wall of his house into his own property, but he didn't extend these, you know, his stuff out into his beams. Can he go and do it after the fact? Can he go and, you know, extend it after? Do we say that when he pulled it back and he didn't do it, so therefore he was he's giving up that space to the Rishus HaRabim, so therefore he can go and put it? Do we say that the fact that he wasn't doing such a thing, he still has the ability of doing it after, if he wants? Says Rishbam, Yibay Lukana, Satoch Shalov, Lohotzi Achshov, Zizcha Mahu, She Yachsov, Yotzi Lachizman, Mi Amrinan, Devitra Lebnei Rishus HaRabim, Va'ovet Kocho, or Lo, do we see he was Mevater to Rishus HaRabim, lost it or not? Rabbi Yochanan Merkanas Motzi, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he pulled it in, okay, he could put it back afterwards, it's still his property. Rishal Kishorim, Kanasin Motzi, no, once he pulled it in, he lost it. Says Rishbam, Kasakadaitach, Lo Yotzi Yot Zizin, David Kocho, he lost his Koch to do such a thing. Okay, Amar Le Rav Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa, Asbura Lecha, I'm going to explain this machlokas. Lahotzi, in reference to whether or not he's allowed to go ahead and extend these beams afterwards, Kol Amar Lo Pligi Demotzi, everyone agrees that he can. Ki Pligi, what are they arguing? Where's the machlokas? Rishalakas, Lahachsuk Salam Lemkomam. He wants to know about, can he put the original walls that he pulled back, can he put that, can he extend that back out to what it was? V'ifcha itmar. And really, these Rav Yochanan actually, they said the opposite. Says Rishbam, demokminin l'Rav Yochanan dechosa kavasei v'kaim l'Rav Yehuda b'ach. Okay, let's see. V'ifcha. They ended up getting flipped around. Rabbi Yochanan says he's not allowed to return the walls back to this place. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you are allowed to go and put it back to the original place. The reason Rabbi Yochanan is saying you're not allowed to put it back is Rabbi Yehuda. Don't Rabbi Yehuda. Meitzar shehechziku bo rabim asa lekalkalo. If you have this meitzar, the boundary, Rashbam says, Shabin Shtei Salus in two fields. Shechziku bo, that was Mokzak, Vahachanami Areh, Chziku Bahach, Kenisa. If you have a boundary where the public have established a way, like they're walking through that area, you're not allowed to go ahead and destroy it. The owner can't get rid of it anymore. So you're also, this space that's left by pulling back the wall, and that became part of the Rishus HaRabim, and they're walking through it. And You can't take it away from the Shishrab, and they're using it. You can't put the wall back where it was. Rishal Kishami says, Machsa, you can go and put it back where it was. Hani mili hecha delech ravcha. Because this Isser against, you know, destroying where the people have made their way, that little path over there, is only if there's not another place, there's not enough space for him to get somewhere. But ha 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 yikiravcha. But over here, there is going to be space, even if you put the walls back to the original place. Says Rishpam, because Yachsuk Solomon Kom, Makati Ika Ko Rochav Rishisarab. They still have the width of the whole Rishisarab. It's quite spacious. So he's allowed to go ahead and return it back to what it was. Okay, next part of Mishnah. So let's say I bought this property already when it has these skinnier beams or these larger beams that are going out into the, Rishus Harabim. I don't have to explain myself. And really, it's okay, and I can keep them. I'm Rav Huna, Nafla Chozer Bonosa. And let's say this house fell down. Then Chozer Bonosa, Lahotzi Zizin Kibetchila, says Rashbam. That is, I can go ahead and put it back to like it was originally, even with the stuff sticking out. Meisve, Frek the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Ein Mesaidin, Vein Mechairin, Vein Mefaichin, Bazmana Zeh. This we're dealing with after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. Says Rosh Hashanah, I'm a Messiah, we're not allowed to put lime, bias, to lime your whole house. Mishum avil Beis HaMikdash. You have to feel the fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't do such a thing. Ve'im ha'chayirin, this is Tzurah, Shetzar, but see these type of pictures they would put up. Yishma Farshim, Tana, Naim, Yisir, the brother said, this is also the Yisir, the Shekir, Kier love and Yosef, but it's just a little bit more white. Mefaichin is Suah Shalmine Tzivonim, all different types of colors and things like that. You know, they go in different forms and shapes and pictures. You can't do it on Zed. We have to be mourning the Beis HaMikdash. Look, Chatam, you had this Mecheres, Mefuyachas, but you already bought this house that had it already. It's already plastered with the lime and had these beautiful paintings, et cetera. So it retains its Chazak, and you don't have to do anything about it. Nafalei Nechoz Abono, but let's say it fell down, it got destroyed. You're not going to go rebuild it and put the lime again and put all these pictures over here. It says, Rishmam, Alma Kol Binyan Shein Rishai Lassos Betchil, anything you're not allowed to do originally. If it was there, if it fell down, you're not going to go rebuild it over there. Vigabi Otsos Zizan, which is Rab Nami Kivin Di Efshar Lhotzi Betchila. Same thing with here with the when you're dealing with these beams that are popping out. Since you weren't allowed to do lechatchila, you shouldn't be allowed to go ahead and rebuild it afterwards. What's going on? Why he said you are allowed to? Says Gemara, Isura Shaini. We're dealing with Isser, that is different. Says the Rashbam, Isura is shiny mehezeka from damage. The dinim, when it comes to the concept of the Beis HaMikdash Shtikl, that's an Isser issue. That you're not allowed to go and do. But when it comes to the idea of Hezek, which is Dini Mominus, therefore we have the idea of where we said it's Mutter, so you're allowed to do it again. Tanu Rabbanan, Lo Yasadam is Beis HaMikdash, a person shouldn't go out and plaster the walls with Sid, but since we now lost the Beis HaMikdash, Vim Erev Bochol Otevin Mutter, but if you mix it with its sand or straw, then it's going to be Mutter to do such a thing, because it takes away the whiteness of it, and it makes it, then it's going to be Mutter. It's not as nice. Says Vayter Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Erev Bochol, if you mix in sand, Harizet Trach so it's just the opposite. It makes it a lot stronger. Rashbam says, "Binyan chazak v'tov, alfa pisha mashchir k'tzas aser." Even though it changes the coloring a little, still it's going to be aser. In a chinami, like it's changing the coloring, but it's also making it a lot stronger. Therefore, it's going to be aser to do such a thing. Tevin mutter, but if you did it with tevin, with straw, then it's going to be mutter such a thing because, yeah, it changes the coloring and it also just doesn't make it stronger. Tana Rabbanan, kishacharva bayis v'shnia, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the second time, Rechmanu l'tzon Hashem should save us, Hashem rebuild Beis HaShem, b'mheira b'yameinu, when it was destroyed, Rabu Prushim b'Yisrael, there were shalo lecho basar v'shalo lishtos yayin. There were a lot of people that started to take upon themselves that, you know, they're not going to enjoy so much of Olam Hazeh. They stopped eating meat and they stopped drinking wine. And over the fact that they were mourning, the fact that they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. Nitva Lehem Rabbi Yeshua, he came to like speak with them. He didn't want them to do this. Amalem, he said to them, Banai, my sons, why aren't you having meat and wine? Amalem, they said back to him, Nocha Basar, what do you want us to do? You want us to eat meat over here? Shemimenu makriv malgabi mezveach, from those things they used to go and take and bring to the karbonos of the Beis HaMikdash, v'acht of batal, and now we don't have any more the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the karbonos. Does that make sense? We should eat when the mezveach isn't eating? Nishta yayin, what do you want us to do? To drink wine? Shemenaschin algabi mezveach, they used to do nisach hayayin of the Beis HaMikdash, v'acht of batal, now it's batal and it's not having it anymore. Amalehem, he says back to him, Cain, lechem lo chamlo nachay, you shouldn't have bread either. Shekfar batal menachos, because you don't have the menachos that came with bread. Efshar bepirus. So they said, okay, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe we shouldn't have that. So they're thinking like, should we just have fruit? It says, respond, b'yafa amarta, v'nifrash gamin alechem. That wasn't his goal, but that's what happened. They said, fine, you're right, let's just have fruit. They said, peris on ochal. He says, no, you shouldn't have fruit either. Shekfar batal bikurim, because we don't have bikurim anymore. You can't bring to the base of Migdash the first fruits. And how could you have? Efshar b'peris acherim. So they started to think, maybe there's other fruits. Respond says, she'im evin bikurim, elezayin aminim, because we only bring from wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olive, dates. We don't have that anymore. So therefore, we go and bring it from some, we'll eat from the other foods. Mayim lo nishta. So he says, okay, but make sure you don't have water either. You know, shekfar batal nisachamayim, because you don't have the nisachim of the water. Shasko, then they were quiet. They had nothing to answer to that. And they realized that they're not able to live like that. And he showed them, like, you can't do such a thing. You can't do that. Okay, in the chinami, it's true. We lost the base of Migdash, but that doesn't mean that you stop eating. Amar lahem, he said to them, Banai, my children, Bofar Omar lachem, come, and I want to explain to you some way the way they're supposed to mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Shalola Svabal kol Iker Efshar. Not to have any avelus, no, that can't be. Shekfar Nigzu Gezer, because there's a Gezer that was Gaza. Rashbam says, Shekfar Nigzu Gezer Chorban, Venis Chayu Avnu Lehis Abel. We have to mourn. Dixiv Sisu Ata Masos Kolmas Ablam Aleha. Right? Yeah, so v'lasabel yosemitay evshar, but you can't go and you can't mourn too much. Ain goes in gezer ala tzibur, elam kin rov at tzibur yichol lamud, but you can't give a gezer on the tzibur unless a majority of the tzibur is able to go out to deal with it. The siv b'meira atem niv ne'arim v'osia atem kov magoy kulo. Just wanted to finish at the end of that thing. The end of that, Rashbam said, is that we have to be misabel of it, because it says you shall rejoice those who mourn over it. So we have to have that. Now, we can't give the gezeros too much that they can't handle. Like the Pasuk says in Malachi, this is talking about, it says, you are cursed with a curse, yet you rob me, the entire nation. Yeah. This is a time when what was going on in Malachi, that the Jewish people weren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, bringing trumos and maisos, different things to the Beis HaMikdash, and they placed a curse upon someone who's going to do such a thing, but it's the entire nation that did it, and only then can you do such a thing. If not the entire nation doing it, then you can't, you wouldn't be able to do such a thing. They weren't able to handle it. Chachamim say, so how does a person go out? Oh, by the way, interesting side point. I'll come to the second. Chachamim, they said, Sad Adam is based on a Sid. A person, when he's plastering his house, so he has to leave over a little bit that he doesn't plaster, right? This is the classic idea, is known as Zeichel Chorban Vekama. And how much should it be that he left over? Amar Yosef Amal Amma, you should leave over one Amma by one Amma of not done. That's like we have today. I'm Rav Chista, can I get a Pesach? It should be done opposite the door. When a person walks in, they should see it. This is classic. When you walk in a person's home and you say you're painting your house, you leave an Amma by Amma box that you don't go and you paint. I had a student who wasn't fully connected with his Yiddishkeit at the time, even though he was connected. He wasn't fully, you know, doing the Zachen. And he, I had him paint my house and he didn't want to paint. He's a perfectionist. He wouldn't let me leave a little over. And I was like, yeah, we wrestled to the ground until he left me a little space that he didn't paint. Anyway, there's one area I do wanted to share with you. A little out of character here for to do this, but the Pasuk of Malachi that says that you stole from me, basically using this idea that, will a man rob God? The lashon of the pasuk is b'me'ira atem ne'orim v'osi atem kovim hagoy kulo. Use the lashon of kovim, and the mefarshim say when it talks about the idea of kovea itim kovati itim latorah, did you set aside times for learning? The setting aside times for learning, also the same lashon is kovea means to steal. And that is that a person has to steal times for learning. We're now doing Bein Hazmanim for some. Others are working year-round, but even those working year-round, maybe a little time. See, maybe a person's not going to be learning as much as they should be. You should be kovea. Steal times for learning the whole year, but I'm just saying now in particular, steal times. You have opportunities to do it, grab what you can. Next, the person should prepare his meal, to leave over just a little bit. Again, this is a Zecher LeChorban idea. What does that mean? What should he leave over? My papa, kasa daharsana. This is talking about a type of food that was made out of fish. Rashbam says, ka'arish al maichel dagim, it's fried. Bishmanam Bisolas. In it's like his with like oil and Shem, how do you say this in English? Flour. Right, so there's a type of food. Like you leave over a little bit. A woman can wear all her types of jewelry. Moshir is davar mor, but leave over a little bit, right? Don't wear everything. You have to understand we're lacking the base of English. Shmaihi, what is that? Amarav, bas tzida. Rishbam explains that what they used to do something with their hair, tanpal, shirigilis lasud sham lahasir saaran. It's a sign of mourning for a woman to let the hair on by her temple to grow a little bit. And normally they would go and remove it, some sort of thing. So, you know, you leave that over a little. Where do we find this idea that you go ahead and you're going to be mourning over the Beis HaMikdash? Shenamer, imeshkachich Yerushalayim, teshkach yimini.
Imeshkachich Yerushalayim, teshkach. Like it says, if I forget you, Yerushalayim, my right hand should wither, my tongue should cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I don't remember you, im lo alis Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, my al rosh simchasi. What does it mean? If I don't remember you, if I don't set Yerushalayim above my highest joy, that should be above the highest joy, Yerushalayim, my al rosh simchasi. Rishach ze'efer miklas shebrosh chasanim. This is the ashes that are put on the head of the chasanim at their weddings to recognize the fact that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so okay, now Amar Le Rav Papa La Abaye Heichamanachle. So where exactly do they put it? This ash on the chasen. Makom tefillin, in the place of where the tefillin is. Shenem, as it says, Lasum La Aveli Tzion Lasis Lam Pe'er Tachas Efer. Like it says, to appoint for the mourners of Tzion to give them adornment in place of ashes. Anyone who mourns the loss of Beis HaMikdash, Zocha V'Roa Beis HaMikdash, you're going to merit to see the rebuilding and the joyful. Shenemer Simchu Es Yerushalayim, like the Pasuk says, you should rejoice over Yerushalayim. Simchu Es Yerushalayim, Begilu Ba Kolo Aveh, Sisu Ita Masos Kolo Mis'ab Malea. Those who are going to be Mis'abal of it, they're going to be able to go and see it. Zocha V'Roa, Zocha V'Roa, it doesn't mean the future, it means right now. Zocha V'Roa, you see it now, because if you're feeling the pain of the destruction, that means it's like you're still shaykhs. You have shaykhs with it right now still. Tanya Wellington Abai Salam, Rabbi Yishmael Ben Elisha. Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the time that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Din Hushin Exal Atzmenu. There was a judgment. We should be goes on ourselves. Shalach HaBasul Shoshayim. We shouldn't have meat. We shouldn't have wine. Of the fact that we're lacking over here. Ela Ingoz Ingzer Letzibor. Ela Imkin Rov Tzibor Yichol Lamod. But we don't do Ingzer unless everyone will be able to deal. Yom Shapash Tamachos Arisha Shagozer Salin Ingzer Shrosh of Kashos. And ever since the day of that, the wicked Malchus, which is the Roman Empire, they did Gzeris upon us, and they've so much on us. Mavatel Shemir Torah mitzvos and mevatel some steiging and learning. And they don't even allow us to go into. Says Rashbam, the Shvua Ben is Mila Shehi Lasov Zayin. We can't even do Bris Mila. And some say Lishua Ben means the redemption of the firstborn. It's talking about Pidyon Haben. It would be proper that we should go to ourselves, to Lisa Isha, the holy bottom. We shouldn't get married, we shouldn't have any children. And it would turn out to be that the entire Jewish people would be finished, not from the Romans, but from ourselves. And we wouldn't have been mevatel any mitzvahs over here, right? Don't have any children to not have to do a bris mila over here. But you got to leave them. Let them get married. Let them have kids, because they're not going to stop doing it. Right? So if you're going to tell them to stop doing it, they're not going to stop doing it. So there's Baba Masha Lochem Nashim Shayna Savurim Shesha Sabadova. That can think of this here. Mutavshu Shogigan is better to be over this Isurim of not doing Bris Mila and not doing a Pidyon Haben from the fact that they're forced not to, and they're doing it with Shogig, the Alyum Ezidin, and not be doing it intentionally, says Rashbam, the Mishum Shalo Yuchla Lamurba. They're not able to handle this thing. Yivatlu, they're going to be Vatal it. The Nimsu Mezidin, they're going to be amazed going against this halacha of not marrying Hilkachol Gazrina. We're not going to go there against them to do such a thing. Hadron Allah Cheskas Habatim Mazdo for finishing. One of the most famous Prakim Shas, the third parak of Baba Basra, and Bezer Hashem, we're going to continue on with the fourth parak. We're stopping over here. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all. Oh no, I said Hajjanullah. You know what our minhag is? We said Hajjanullah, so let's do that at the very beginning. Wow, this is a long parak. taking us back to Chof Chesamad Aleph. Cheskes Abadim Abarus Vesichem Moros Vashuch 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 Abadim Vesichem Moros Abadim Avadim Kol Shidu Osel Behir Zadayu Cheskes Abshol Shonim Yom the Yom. We have all those things are Chazak of 3 years day today. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop off here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.